Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, opening up Red Clay, the title track of his acclaimed 1970 album. Joe Henderson on sax, Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Lenny White on drums. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and it is a special kind of Friday. It is Free Your Mind Friday, and you know what that's about. It's that we gather and trade in opinions and ideas and information that advances our understanding of things, and that's what we do. At 888-874-4888, we look back on a week crammed with information, and I just talked with Jeff Perry, who did a two-part series on Hubert Harrison, the least known of our incredible thinkers, and it was a riveting two-part lecture, and he will be back. What I'd like to do, I just finished talking with him, I'd like you to digest this so that when we open up for questions and comments about Hubert Harrison and other related issues that you see that now take on a special importance, we will have a very strong conversation at that time. But I wanted to talk a bit about that, just that. On this program, I like to think that we are doing really good work, as most every other program on PRN. But I want us to inculcate an entirely different attitude, because many of us, we don't stop to think about the extraordinary privilege that we have and that we enjoy by being wherever we are and the information being animated and coming to us. We don't even have to get up and go find it. It is coming to us. And because this has been a phenomenon that I have observed over the years, we tend to be casual about it. Except that in the case, like I just talked about Hubert Harrison, it involved Jeff Perry's a significant portion of his life, just bringing out these facts, researching, compiling information, documentation, and so forth. And this is an extraordinary gift. And we should be mindful of the fact that it looks so easy for us to just, you know, tune in and get it. But it means that people have devoted substantial portions of their lives doing these kinds of things, and without acclaim, without much, not even thanks. And so we tend not to value, as we should, what we're getting. Charles Wortel, we've been doing the stories and the work for 2 years so that you have an understanding that not even the FBI has, not even the Department of Justice has, so that you understand what is at stake here, all of the component parts. And this is not, a flighty kind of endeavor. This is something that you devote a great deal of time and effort and energy, not only just to get it done, but to get it done right. Why? because I happen to believe that every edition of Lead Stories is a retrieval of a missing page in our history. I take it that seriously. We should understand here that in the middle of all of the things that people do to get public adoration and acclaim, there are still many of us who understand the seriousness of this. It's not about prizes. It's not about, you know, stardom. We're not interested in that. We're interested in you getting information, the kind of information that allows you to make sense of the world in which we live. That means, and I'm coming to the other point, that I think we also have to animate ourselves. When institutions respond in this way to your informational, your unique informational needs, I would like to see some evidence that that very premise is hitting home, and that part of what you can do is to support the institution that is supporting this kind of need for information. I say this because I'm seriously considering taking down my Facebook page. Why? Because people are indicating they don't understand the value of it. Now, a page called Lead Stories with Eutrice Lead on PRN.fm, I mean, you would think intuitively people would understand that the page is for people listening to the program, wanting to share additional information or having reactions to the program and so forth. But it concerns just the same the program. I have had an inundation, and it's been going on for months or more than 2 years now, people just dumping garbage on the page. And nothing having to do with the program. So it's a way of saying they don't care. Not even to observe just basic manners. You know, you have a page, when you go there, it's Lead Stories with Eutrice Lead. It's not to be dumping the latest dance craze or other stupid stuff. It has absolutely no relevance, not just to Lead Stories and the audience of Lead Stories. It has no relevance to anybody thinking right anywhere. And then you have people who think it's great because, they don't have many brain cells in their heads. And they think that they don't have to pay attention to things like really foul language, really, in fact, stereotypical views of themselves, and that they're contributing to the downward spiral. They don't care. It's just another place for them, in their heads, to do what they want. And so I do still have a very serious commitment to maintaining journalistic standards, and just plain standards. And they are on the page by the hundreds and the thousands. People who think that my page should be about a a notice board for elected officials to say really great things about themselves. It's not. Or that a lot of people now proselytizing, whether they're Christian or Muslim or some, I'm not into that. But they insist that they should invade the page and pollute it with their very narrow ideas. So I think the decision, and this is what I've been conversing with some friends of mine, I'll just take the page down and we move on. I will still continue doing the work, of course. I haven't made the final decision on it yet. And perhaps you can go to the page and see for yourself. This is now after thousands of postings, completely irrelevant, downright stupid postings, reckless postings have appeared on the page, which means somebody intends to give me the job of patrolling my page so that it maintains something of the integrity, the original integrity intended for the page, which was to be a meeting place for people who listen to the program, who have an interest in the program, and who would like to create or to extend the creation of our community. It is a very sad thing to see people completely oblivious to a genuinely good intention. And who, I mean, these are people who will swear, you know, black power and this and that, and they're horrendous in what they do. They just are looking, there are accidents looking for a place to happen, and they choose, among others, lead stories with Futurist Lead. So I'm not going to support that. And if by the sheer volume of unnecessary and downright irrelevant and stupid postings, if that is meant to indicate the level at which people want to operate, then I will have no choice but to just delete the page. And we will maintain contact with each other, as usual, on PRN. But I'm saying, if this station means anything to you because of the content of the materials shared in its programs, I am hoping that it would be reflected in your support for the station. If Lead Stories means anything to you, I'm hoping that it would be reflected in your support for Lead Stories. And not just, you know, delight in the fact that you enjoy a free ride. We are revolutionary people, allegedly. And as such, we understand that there is an obligation we have. Those things that support us, we are obligated to support. This is not a theoretical discussion. It is just, in my view, a natural thing. And we've seen so many in the progressive community operating by the same old rotten standards of the outside world. Everything, or most everything, should be for free. Freedom isn't for free. Those institutions that take it upon themselves to weather the storm, many times being attacked for the work that we do. And we look to you to pass the word, build the audience, and also to think about lending a hand financially to keeping this thing going. That's all. So I was very upset about this for the past several months, that I found that I had a new duty, which was to literally patrol the page. And I confess openly, I haven't been able to keep up with the nonsense. I don't have the wherewithal, nor would I want to have it necessary that I have to have somebody go through the page and remove horrendously offensive materials, because people do not seem to care. They think this is great. They get to dump the garbage wherever they can find a place to dump it. So that's my starting point today. But now the program belongs, as usual, to you. It's Free Your Mind Friday at 888-874-4888. Let's see who's calling in, and let's get moving. What are your thoughts about Jeff Perry's lecture? What are your thoughts about the program this week? And what thoughts do you have about anything else that is worth further consideration and discussion and debate? Tell us at 888-874-4888. This is our meeting place. This is our forum, our open forum. And you get to opine. It is not important whether you think people should agree or disagree with what you say. It is important that you make your best case, and that we appreciate the investment you made in putting forward an idea or thought or premise for inspection. That is the joy of this program. And I really believe that there are far more people who have that attitude than the other attitude of just misusing a medium that should be used for collective advancement and introduction to each other in terms of what we are thinking, what we want to discuss further. That is productive activity. Everything else, you know, could go out with the day's garbage. But let's not abuse a situation that is meant to uplift and instead is used, because people are not thinking, really. Many, many, many people are just not thinking. And they commit these atrocities and they harm and retard collective progress when they misuse media organizations or media platforms this way. Okay? All right, let's take this break and we come right to your issues and questions and your observations right after this. You're listening to Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I'm Eutrice Lead, and we're getting on with the business of what this program is for. It is Free Your Mind Friday, And we're interested in what's on your mind, whatever it is. Step up to the podium and present yourself. At 888-874-4888 is the number to call. 888-874-4888. Well, I didn't mean to scare anybody by sounding very authoritarian, but you know, I really think about these things, and I just want to stop the cycle of abuse, where people not appreciating what goes into preparing a program or preparing a book or preparing a lecture or so forth, they have no interest in that. It is that, you know, well, hey, here's a space I can have to take over and do whatever it is I want with the page. Well, you know, that's a form of sabotage. And it actually is very depressing because it's self-sabotage. You're not hurting me, believe me. You're not hurting me, although it is very sad. You're hurting you, and you're hurting the group that you're representing. You're hurting people by engaging in this kind of public, firebombing. It's very, very sad. So that's the solution. Maybe you have another idea of how we can approach this, but you know, I've given this a lot of time and a lot of thought, and these days I have to be very, very cognizant of the clock. I have to be pretty rigid about what I spend my time doing. And patrolling a Facebook page is not what I think I ought to be spending my time doing. I have lots more things, much, much more important things to do. Okay, so where are you? I'm not seeing you at all calling in today. Oh, you think I'm attacking you? No. Who's on?
We have Jay from New York.
Okay, Jay from New York, you're on the air.
Hey, you Trees, how you doing? I'm good. If I had to give a vote, shut the page down. You don't need the aggravation or the nonsense dealing with individuals who just want to troll and give you agita. Listen, the reason why I was really calling was to thank you for something. For giving to me on, I think it was Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, Gregory Porter.
Ah!
I had the opportunity after hearing him, I think it was the second day, to listening to his live performance on YouTube. And I must say this and not be ashamed about it. He brought me to tears with the beauty of his voice and the message and what he gave. You know, as we get older, we start to reflect on life. And when you hear certain music, it brings back just memories of your life, trials, tribulations, joys, and all of those things. And to hear the voice of Mr. Porter, it was just so refreshing and so loving. And words can't even describe that when you hear it, it brings tears to your eyes of joy. You know?
That's wonderful.
It's been certain people like that, as you know, I'm getting older, that I listen to, Stevie Wonder and others. It just brings something out of you in regards to reflection and how you progress.
Yes, music has that ability to transport you back to a place in time. And sometimes it's not just back, but it transports you also to the future. But yes. I'm glad that you found the music very, very valuable. Thank you so much, Jay, for getting us started today.
And one last thing, you Trees. Can you do me a favor, please? Could you get in touch with Brother Alton and talk to him? I think
I just did. I talked with him a week ago.
How long ago?
A week.
Okay, because I heard him on the radio, and I just think we need to reach out to the brother and give him love, because the losing of his wife has caused him a great deal of pain, and hearing his voice and listening to him speak, he's going through a lot of things, and he needs the upliftment and support of people like yourself and others who are out there who know him. He needs to honestly be checked on and embraced.
I know. And that's why I'm giving him a space. He has some healing to do.
Right.
And but we stand with him 100%.
Of course. And that's why I thought of you. And that's why I know there's other people in the audience who know him, and hopefully will reach out to him and tell him that we love him and we support him, because he's going through a lot. All right?
Yes.
And
yes.
You have
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Day, sis.
Thank you. You too. Tony from Orlando, you're on the air. Is Tony there? Okay, we move on. Lee from the Bronx, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, Lee, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tony.
Orlando. Okay, Tony. All right. Continue.
Hi. Good afternoon, Detrice. Thank you for
thank
taking
you.
My call.
Thank you.
All,
good afternoon to you.
I want to thank you for all the work you do. Especially for what you're doing right now. I'm a big radio listener. I listen a lot to talk radio. And I want to say that I just hope, that your show continues to succeed, because there's not that many people out there that are speaking the views that you speak and bringing the information to the public the way you do it. A lot of the media out there is slanted either one way or another way, and it's what I want to say is basically is that I agree with what you were talking about, the Facebook, the whole internet, Twitter is full of a bunch of garbage, anonymous people. A lot of it is people that are trying to bring down your name, because they, by associating themselves with you, a lot of that stuff it can be purposely targeted to bring down your reputation. So I agree with you in your choice of shutting those type of avenues down. I would probably say a website like the one you have with Lead Stories is more appropriate for a person of your stature, because this way you're able to control the garbage, filter the garbage, and prevent it from penetrating your message out there. But that being said, I wish your show was like 3 hours, because the 1 hour does not do your show just at all.
You don't think I have enough to do? You would like to add 2 more hours?
I mean, you don't know. There is no one else out there like your show. I mean, most of the successful radio shows out there are conservative talk radio shows. NPR, they do a great job at shutting up the public. They tell you what they want to tell you, and there's no feedback from the public. What we're doing right here, what I'm doing right here, being able to talk to you, this is like gold when it comes to radio, because you allow the public to think and communicate and interact the true thoughts that are out there in the public. And that's one of the things that liberal radio was inefficient at doing. You see, they drive an agenda, and they don't want to hear what the people have to say. And that's why people – that's why we got Trump. that's why we have Trump. When you have authoritative figures always telling you what to do and what to think, it drives people to elect somebody like Trump, And And I think, you know, like I said, I wish your show was 3 hours a day, syndicated nationwide. That's what we should focus on, you know, your radio show and getting your voice out there. Because you provide a great service to you.
Thank you. But, Tony, here's the thing I want you to receive from me. And that is, I truly, truly believe this to be our show, our program, where we commune with each other. My job is to facilitate discussion, to encourage debate, to, you know, fire up the brain cells, find people who can do that for us. But this is our program. This is our community. And it is not about me at all in that sense. It is about me only insofar as my job is to maintain focus and don't get all swell-headed about my show. I don't have a show. We have a show. We have a program. We have a place to come to. We have a community, and we should be about building that. That is the most exciting thing to me. You know, I love it when people disagree. Because I also love it the way they disagree, and with respect, you know, nobody's beating each other up and cutting each other down. We are truly interested in exploring ideas and information. And that, to me, is the best use of radio. So if I could make a little tweak there, I would say this isn't my program. This is our program. And we ought to safeguard it in terms of the integrity of the program. We have rules. We don't cuss each other out. We don't, you know, we don't go off the deep end. We are truly interested. And more you see evidence of people learning that skill of how you present an idea. How do you defend your idea without being offensive? So I am grateful that we have this space with each other and that we should be able to grow this concept of moving the personal thing out of the way. You know, the stardom business, I've never been part of that, ever. I see, whether it was in print or in radio or television, it was not about me. I'm there to facilitate a particular kind of discussion, to introduce ideas that appeal to the broader community. And that's my job. And I love it. I really do. I learn more than you know from listeners who bring the sum total of all that they have been and all of what they've done all of their lives to this moment in time that allows us to interact with each other. People call me the professor. Actually, I am the student. I am the student. And I am so grateful. And I thank you very much for saying what you've said. I appreciate it greatly.
And you're
Thank
very
you.
Welcome, Eutrice. And I just hope that this format, our show, can just grow and reach more people out there. Because there's a lot of people out there that are just in the dark.
Yes, and that's one of the things that we have to do. We have to find ways to get more people to just tune in. If not this program, but tune into any program on PRN. We have to promote PRN. We have to support PRN. And that's part of what the responsibility is. When you find a place that is doing good work, you try to support it. Thank you again for your call today. From the Bronx, Lee, you're on the air. Lee, are you there? All right. We move on. Henry from Chicago, you're on the air.
Hey, Eutrice, how's it going?
Okay. How's about you?
Oh, God, we got like about 7 inches of snow over here.
14 feet of snow.
Yeah, we're being dumped in the snowstorm over here. So,
well, look, you know, it's Chicago, and it comes with the city. Wind and rain and snow, the elements, they galvanized themselves in Chicago. They moved from all the parts of the country, and they said, "Let's have more wind than anybody. Let's have more snow and ice than anybody." So that's what Chicago is.
Okay, quickly with the Facebook page. Yeah, I agree. You should shut it down. There's a lot of agitators on Facebook that just, you know, just purposely, you know, do stuff like this, and some of them get paid to do this. So I would actually suggest probably some other social media websites that are less intrusive, you know, maybe Twitter or something like that. But, you know, it's something you probably might want to look into. But,
okay.
You know, I've been listening to your show for 4 years now, and it feels like I've been listening to your show for 20 years because I've learned so much in the 4 years that I've listened to the show. All right. So when I started listening to your show, Illinois was in a gubernatorial race, and we are in another gubernatorial race, which is even more interesting from the last time we had a race. And sad to say, the African-American community is still politically ignorant about politics. Just to let you, you know, and you and your listeners know, there are a couple of candidates in the running for the primaries. The primaries are going to be happening pretty soon. So one of the big major candidates is, Governor Rauner, who's the governor of Illinois, is running again. But J.B. Pritzker is one of the bigger candidates. He's a billionaire. I think he's one of the richest men in Illinois, and he's running for governor on the Democratic side. Earlier this week, there were some FBI tapes that was released. I guess this was some conversation that happened a couple of years ago when Rod Blagojevich, who was the former governor of Illinois, who was in jail now for trying to sell the Senate seat while he was governor. Apparently, there were some conversations that was released earlier this week in regards to Pritzker and Blagojevich's conversation about that seat. And apparently, Pritzker had mentioned about having Jesse White, who is the Secretary of State for Illinois. And he basically said, well, you know, you could probably just give Jesse the seat because, you know, the black people would like that. And basically, and actually kind of disparaging Jesse White in that regards to, you know, being a centerpiece so they can control the African-American vote. Now, this basically kind of, you know, got a lot of, you know, black people here in, you know, in Illinois kind of, you know, riled up about it. But then what happens the next day? J.B. Pritzker had a press conference. Who is there right beside J.B. Pritzker? None other than Jesse White. And I just had to shake my head. It was like, wow, we still have not learned anything.
Well, it's not only that, it is also that the system remains remarkably consistent. And people are getting the lesson over and over again that this is not a workable system. So come up with something else. And there's no need still, as you correct, here we have blatant corruption, and still it will come down to the Democrats versus the Republicans. There's nothing else.
I hear the
exasperation in your voice, but this is what I've been trying to say for the last 20 odd years. When I said, I'm done with the two-party system. It makes no sense to me. I'm finished with it. And now you have to find a way, because we do not have critical mass Because we see even the independent movements themselves falling prey to corruption. So we just have to find something. It should be simple and direct, and we ought to be resolute about it. What it is, I don't know. That is a function, I think, of community discussion. But clearly, if we keep seeing the same thing over and over and over again, why are we doing the same thing over and over and over again? It makes no sense. It's an insult to our collective intelligence. So that is the work that we ought to set about doing. I have said publicly, we still must demand a public explanation from Bernie Sanders as to what happened there. And we must demand an explanation from Jill Stein about how she ended up being a shill for Hill with a very earnest vote. People looking for something entirely different, but they behaved exactly like regular machine people and betrayed their constituencies, and they have not been punished. And we have to get resolute about that. You know, I wouldn't even talk about, well, who's next? It doesn't matter right now who's going to be next, because there simply will be a new cog in the old wheel. What we need to do is to send resolute signals that we are not chumps anymore. We're not taking this stuff. And we would rather climb the rough side of the mountain, if necessary, than put up with a continuation of the same old system with a new name.
Well,
that's the work we have to do.
And we're trying out here. But, you know, if you want good political comedy, keep up with the Illinois gubernatorial election.
Thanks for calling in. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cece from New York, you're on the air.
Thank you, Yatrice. Been a while. I got to say that you are loved and greatly appreciated. We're probably under-involved in your program, which I know that we need to be more involved in that. And I heard you today. I think you were talking rather softly. You had velvet over your gloves or your back, for sure. And we're missing the mark as listeners to lead stories. We're really missing the mark. We're so accustomed to it being at the level that it is. We're awed by it, and we don't really recognize our role fully. As listeners, there has to be a conversation about raising funds. There has to be a conversation about possibly one or two volunteers. I'm not a Facebook person. But I know you're missing volunteers. You're missing support people. This may come out of some sort of retaliation, what's happening to your site. But whatever it is, if you erected it because you had some sort of vision for it, and that vision can still possibly be had, but not by you personally involved in it. But there needs to be, out of the audience of the PRN lead stories listeners, we should be offering support to that. So you're under-supported. We're not matching your gift to us without, you know, I understand it very well. I also want to say that finding someone, it means that they're lost. If anybody's lost, it's we are. You know, the populace, the public is lost. The opposition, they've got their agenda. They know what's going on. We've got to create a new platform, a new agenda. It'd be great to do a show on how we do it. Maybe Ralph Nader could be a part of it, or whoever, you know, but whatever you choose, so that we can you know, get in lockstep. That's what needs to happen because, you know, and, you know, I work with numbers, so I have to tell you, being born on the first, you're very independent and you do as much as you can, but you're solo, and this is a crime to you, and we need to really wake up. And so I need to, I do have some fundraising methods, and so I'll be sharing. I think there need to be bumper stickers. I think there needs to be whatever it takes to get lead stories known. We won't be able to call in as much because other people will be calling in, but that goes with progress.
But, you know, I thank you for that. Thank you for everything you just offered. I don't take it personally. I really don't. Because it is a phenomenon straight across the board. People have adjusted to being dumbed down, and now they take their turn at dumbing down. And the medium, internet and so forth, it is so democratic in that sense that just about anybody could just inoculate or infect general discourse. But so I don't take it personally at all. It's happening all across the board. What I want us to do is to, first of all, support PRN.FM. It's not even about lead stories. We're on here, but we are sailing along on the ship. And we have to get far more concerned and far more aggressive at supporting the ship. You know, keep it in good shape.
How do we do that?
Give me just
a couple
of ideas. Send a check.
Okay.
Send a check to PRN.
Okay.
It would be great if you say, I'm sending this check to support PRN, and I'm responding to an appeal made on lead stories.
Okay, great.
Fine. That's great. Okay. We've got to take responsibility, because without PRN, all of the programs will be, you know, at risk.
Yes.
Because the station would be at risk.
Yes.
Here is a medium we can all agree is necessary. It's vital because it is providing space and time to people who are looking for information, different kinds of information. So I'm urging, you know, send a check to PRN. Okay. Just make a little note because I want to know that you were responding to my appeal on these stories. But that's been my modus operandi. When I was at BAI, I was one of the top fundraisers, as was Gary. And here's the thing. It was not for us at all. It was not for us at all. It was about the station surviving. So we have to have that attitude once more and make a monthly commitment that every month you send $20, $25, whatever you can.
25 is great. That's your number, 25. That's your free leads number, yes. That's June 6th, and the year is 25. So I'll send $25. Yep, I'll do that. We have to wake up, and I think what you're saying is definitely true. We need it. I think because you're born on the first, I think the first of the month we needed a reminder, and you know, it'd be just a small. You know, you know how to do it better than anyone. Just to, you know, keep up our commitment and our pledge to this type of gift that Gary Null has made, and that you are making, and many other producers. And we do, you know, otherwise we'll sit there, you know, lethargically and crystallized in a golf ball state and won't recognize. We need to be reminded. We don't need to be told, but we do need to be reminded. So the first of the month, I'll be glad to hear my reminder, and I'll get a check out.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work.
Is music to my ears because, you know, supporting a thing that supports you is a way of fighting back. And there is no question we will be involved in a protracted struggle of fighting back. So we need everything we can have at our disposal to be in good shape.
Yes.
And we shouldn't even have to ask. Part of our maturity as activists is that we recognize what we have to do. This thing, this medium is serving us. We have to safeguard it and assure its continued survival. Thank you so much, Cece, for calling in today.
Thank you for everything. Always. Thank you.
Well, you know, the time goes by so fast. But we will continue always, always hopeful, never despairing. Even when you have to make a rough decision, you barrel through it somehow, and then you go lay down someplace and cry for 2 minutes. And then you continue, right? That's life. So as one of my very dear friends says all the time, the most important word in the English language is next. What's next? Never mind what's going on. Whatever is happening now will soon be history. What's next? I thank you so much for listening today and contributing your thoughts. And I thank you for helping us all create community here and taking hold, taking possession and responsibility of our program on our station. And I'm going to be continuing this call, asking people to step up to the plate and assuring the continued existence of PRN.FM. It is so vital to all of us, and we cannot take for granted that it would just be there. And we cannot take for granted that somebody else will take responsibility for it. We share in the responsibility for it. As I said, freedom is not free. We got to take responsibility. I am so proud to be the host of this program because the people are just the best on the planet. Sincerely looking for truth, sincerely trying to amplify their knowledge base. This is phenomenal. So thank you for honoring me that way by pushing the limits of our program more and more toward a wonderful amalgam of people of all these different interests coming together. Stay tuned, because what's coming up next is Alternative Visions with Dr. Jack Rasmus. Always something to learn. You can reach me at leadstories@gmail.com. Have yourselves a great weekend, and we start fighting again on Monday. We fight the system starting Monday. Bye-bye.